Hey everyone, it's Kiki here. And as you know, I generally share strategies for association content marketing. But today, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Okay, it's not really that big of a secret, but it's a part of me I don't usually talk about online. I used to moonlight as a makeup artist. Not a department store makeup counter pro, you know, one of those people you see behind the counters trying to attack you with blush, or an Instagram famous or YouTuber makeup influencer. They didn't have those really at the time. But I did makeup for weddings, a few independent films, and this was the thing I did a lot and I loved, I worked as a regular makeup artist on call for satellite media tours at the National Press Club. It was something I did for fun, for artistic expression, and as a small business when I still had a regular 9-to-5. So this was something that I could do around business hours. Usually it was super early in the morning before 9. And then sometimes it was I would do these things on the weekends. And occasionally, don't tell anyone, I would have a holiday. I'd be going on a quote unquote vacation, but it was truly a working vacation because I would have a bigger makeup project and I would go and do that. So over the years, I did makeup for Colin Powell, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, Oliver Stone, Denise Austin, Denise Richards, Alan Greenspan, just, you know, famous people, you know, figureheads in the DC area. And I used to hide this part of my life from my association colleagues because it didn't fit into the brand I was trying to create for myself. And I thought it might diminish my being taken seriously in my career. So this year, this crazy year, after many people had to start working from home and showing up on camera, I was asked by someone who knew me primarily as a makeup artist who did makeup for TV to share a few words on how to look better on Zoom. And guess what? That interview ended up being used for an article on NBC.com. And that led me to many paid engagements, teaching people how to prepare their faces and surroundings for business purposes to look better on video, which actually helped to boost my business when many of my speaking engagements had been postponed or canceled earlier this year. So that was kind of a surprise for 2020, where I had a surge in activity in this area that had nothing to do with what most people know me for. But no one was necessarily surprised when I started teaching how to look better on camera. So with that, what kind of unusual hobby or skill do you have for yourself that has helped or could help you in business? Post your unusual hobbies or skills in the comments or tweet me at Kiki Letalien.